So I've played like the original Hurdle, which I think is just, a mix of some of the top songs decade
Yeah.
by decade. And I was like seeing that there were some artists getting their own specific hurdles. And I said, wait a minute. I know there are a bunch of Bruce fans who would die to have a Springsteen hurdle. And I'm the type of person who, if they see a problem, they want to find a solution right away. And luckily I was able to do some research and figure out a way to put this together. But more so, I think the timing of it was of critical importance as well. I started this about a month ago, so still around the time people were, still talking about tickets.
Yeah.
And like you said, I think it's been just so awesome that even though a lot of people have been frustrated and disappointment, I've seen comments on like Twitter, for instance, saying like, this has been such a bright, highlight of my day. So just to even have this sort of bright spot for Bruce amidst a lot of issues and just challenges has been such a huge motivator to, make it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Set Listing Bruce, your podcast all about Bruce Springsteen, his music, and mostly his fans. I am your host, Jesse Jackson, and joining me today, the topic is Springsteen Hurdle, the game. Forget Wordle. This is the game that is sweeping social media, and I have the creator, the originator of Springsteen Hurdle. Kayla, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jesse. Really excited to be on here and talking about the hurdle and then so much more.
Yeah, so we got to start out with, tell us a little about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. So, born and raised in Southern California, 20 years old. Going to be a rising senior at the University of Pennsylvania this coming fall, where I also play basketball, study finance and management, and just a huge fan of music, but obviously in particular the music of Bruce Springsteen. But yeah, just again, like you mentioned, the creator of Hurdle as of this, just I think about a month now, it's been up and live. So really excited that it's had such a great response over this past month, and just glad it could be, a good start to people's day to play the hurdle.
Yeah, it's funny because I went to lunch with my buddy today, and I had told him I was talking to you, and he was like, "Oh, good, good." And he plays like four or five different hurdles, and so he loves yours, and yeah, and so we're gonna get to that, but I always like to start at the beginning. You said you grew up in California. Talk about growing up. What kind of music did your family listen to when you were young and growing up?
So I grew up in a pretty musical household just in general. Parents are big, both music fans. My dad sings and plays the piano. So there was constantly great music always playing in my house. In particular, my parents were pretty big fans of 90s like hip hop and R&B, 80s pop, just given like the California scene, especially for hip hop and R&B in the 90s. But honestly, I feel like my biggest segue to more like classic rock or just people like the Beatles and Elvis were from my grandparents, actually. So just having a really diverse exposure to a bunch of really great music growing up, I think was really formative, and I think my music taste now and how it's continuing to evolve.
And so you had two generations, your grandparents and your parents both giving you music. Why do you think you embraced your grandparents' version of music more than your parents? Not that you totally just, didn't, pooey on your parents' music, but why a little bit of that, do you think?
No, that's a great question. And like, definitely, like you said, very appreciative of the music they exposed me to because it's, I guess, made me more well-rounded in what I can listen to and definitely just appreciate in general. But,
Yeah.
ever since I was younger, there's just no explanation, I think, to just the sort of particular liking I had to artists like Elvis and the Beatles. There was always just this some larger fascination to those artists in particular. So, I wish I had a concrete answer to that, but it's just kind of unexplainable in a way that I'm really grateful for, because I feel like those threads have definitely continued on today, especially, with my liking of Bruce.
Do you remember when you first heard Bruce and what about him spoke to you?
Yes, I do actually. It's a very specific moment, actually.
Okay.
So it's actually very, again, like I said, specific. I became a Bruce fan my senior year of high school, which was 2018. And I have a teacher, just like for context, his name is Mr. Fitz, who is my religion teacher at the high school I went to. And for some odd reason, his profile picture was Greetings from Asbury Park, the album cover. Very distinguishable with,
Sure.
the vintage postcard look, the neon, ombre colors. And so he was messaging us about some sort of class thing going on. And I just, for some reason, took notice of his profile picture and decided to, look it up and give it a listen. And from there on, I was kind of just immediately captivated by Bruce, and particularly the song Growing Up. And that kind of just was the beginning of, I guess, this Bruce journey. And it's so funny, the first day of class, I walked into his classroom, and coincidentally, he was also playing Growing Up, not knowing I had, been listening to the album and getting into Bruce on my own just a few days and a few weeks before. So I would like to think that was just the beginning of it all. And it happened in a very sort of, very surprising way, but I couldn't have started out better.
Do you know why growing up spoke to you?
I think, obviously Bruce's has a lot of common themes throughout his work, just like relating to sort of a blue collar lifestyle, the everyday struggle of just, pulling out of here to win and stuff like that. But I think, obviously just growing up, I kind of lived a sort of opposite lifestyle to Bruce, like no connection to the East Coast. I obviously know, like, being from New Jersey is very strong and prominent within his work. So there were no real ties for me to Bruce, but I think the song Growing Up, it's just such a universal theme and something everyone can relate to, especially at my time, being a senior in high school, getting ready to go to college and pick up and take off and start a new journey. I think it was something that really, took hold with me and has honestly been one of my favorite songs of his since.
What I found interesting is that when we were just a couple, well, a couple months ago now, we were watching for Father's Day, Springsteen on, actually, I guess it was last Father's Day, Springsteen on Broadway. And my son had never heard Growing Up, and he just was, it just struck him for some reason. He just loved it, you know? And so I think that is kind of interesting, that whole, growing up and all the different things. And so that's great. That's really good. So did you tell your teacher that you've recently discovered Bruce, and how did that conversation go?
No, after I heard Growing Up, I had to tell him all about, how he sort of lit the spark in my liking of Bruce. And ever since then, he's been my go-to guy to discuss Bruce. He's been a longtime fan. He's been a fan of Bruce ever since, he put out The River in 1980. So he definitely knows his stuff and is a huge fan himself. So he definitely is aware of my love for Bruce now and continues to be, my main sort of person to talk to anything related about Bruce.
That's great. That's really good. Did once you discovered this, did you like start going out and looking for, did you go online to listen to other music? Did you go buy CDs? What was your next step in your fandom?
No, I think one of the blessings, I guess, of finding Bruce, obviously, this late in his career, is just the amount of work he's built up until now. So I felt like every t opportunity I got to listen to him, there was always something new to find. Obviously, blessed to have streaming available with Spotify, literally having everything, from all of his studio albums to something as, big as tracks. So again, it felt like the amount of learning and listening I could do is limitless. So I definitely, I feel like his first five albums are pretty popular. Tried to get to those first. And honestly, still to this day, just making sure I can get through his whole discography and have a pretty full and comprehensive understanding of, everything that he's done. But again, it's tough since he's a man of a huge sort of catalog.
Yeah.
So, but that's also, a really great thing as well.
And so where did you say you're going to school?
I go to the University of Pennsylvania, so I'll be in
Why
Philly this fall.
did you go across the country to go to school?
Yeah, no, it's a unique situation. So, I'm a basketball player. I got recruited to play basketball there. So that was
Oh,
one
nice.
factor. Yeah, so I thought Penn in particular, being a part of the Ivy League, best of both worlds in terms of academics and athletics. And, I really thought about the opportunity to be somewhere new for college. You don't get that experience to be in a new city for 4 years often. So might as well take advantage of that and, be in a new place and meet new people and just sort of be able to embrace independence and give myself a challenge.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
What's been the one of the biggest adjustments being on the East Coast versus the West Coast?
Sure. I mean, I feel like a no-brainer is definitely the weather. Being in
Yes,
California
obviously.
to East Coast winters is tough, but just in general, I'm super close to my family, and obviously being so far apart from them was definitely a challenge, but very fortunate to have them visit often. And obviously COVID sending a lot of us home for school was a blessing in disguise to be able to spend more time than usual than I thought that I'd have with them, during these college years.
Are you back playing with now COVID? Are you guys getting to play?
Yeah, so I played my freshman year, didn't play my sophomore year, played my junior year, and planning to have a pretty normal senior season.
Okay.
So looking good.
Good. What about basketball? Spoke to you. Why a basketball fan?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Los Angeles, just not sure how familiar I was just like the whole trajectory of basketball, but like growing up in a Lakers town with Kobe and Shaq reigning pretty supreme for like when I was in a kid. But also I'm Filipino, and basketball is such a huge thing in the Philippine culture. So I think just a mix of just like my surroundings and my roots kind of made me sort of fall into the love with the sport just sort of naturally, and started playing when I was three. So really, it's been something I've been that's been such a huge part of my life really since like as early as I can remember.
So I just went to Mr. Google, or
Yeah.
Ms. Google. You've got some skins on the wall, Kayla.
You could
I
say
mean,
so, yeah.
yeah, three-time Ivy League Player of the Week, two-time first team All Ivy, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's impressive.
No, thank
You know
you.
what, you know, because just the way you said, well, yeah, and I play a little basketball, you know, just like,
No,
and then I'm like, oh, I wonder. And I do that. Wow, very impressive.
thank
Super.
you
Yeah.
so much. Yeah, no, I mean, basketball has been such a huge part of my life. But yeah, it's definitely formed a lot of my experiences. But like one of the great things, about being on this podcast is I talk a lot about basketball, talk a lot about going to Penn. And I definitely pride myself on being more than just a basketball player, which is why,
Right.
being able to have like an opportunity to talk about something completely unrelated to those things, which is Springsteen, is such an awesome opportunity for me. But I'm definitely cognizant that, those sort of experiences are definitely embedded in who I am and, who I'm becoming.
What I love, Kayla, is you've said something that happens every once in a while, but you're the first one. I often will have, you know, business leaders or sports writers or
Yeah.
mystery writer, you know, like, yeah, I talk about writing all the time. I talk about sports all the time. I never get to talk about Bruce.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
so this is pretty fun.
No, totally.
Yeah, so do you have tickets for the tour next year?
I do. I actually have a date set up for Baltimore and Belmont Park. So this is actually my first time seeing Bruce,
I was
so
going to ask that question. Yeah.
yeah, so very, very excited. And obviously, I know there's just been a lot of anger, disappointment around the whole ticket sort of scenario. But I think being a somewhat as a fan, a young fan, seeing him for the first time, a little bit just more of the excitement is kicking in. I feel like a lot of, the disappointment is coming from fans who have been able to catch him getting tickets, for super low.
Yeah.
And obviously, I feel like, just growing up and being in the conditions of like concert prices just sort of rising, it's not, you can't necessarily be used to, the prices we're seeing right now, but something I guess I'm willing to, sacrifice for this sort of experience, because I know that's it's not going to be, endless. I know Bruce is sort of like winding down now, so it's got to take advantage of the opportunity while I have it.
I think you're right, Kaylin, and I begrudge no one their frustration and
Right.
anger. I've done episodes about this, but you know, I think one of the things that we've kind of lost is the excitement of, you know, how many people who are new fans
Right.
because of Western Stars or Letter to You or
Exactly.
Broadway are now getting a chance to see Bruce and the E Street Band for the first time. And so that's
Exactly.
exciting. Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah, and like again, like you, I totally see where the frustration is coming from.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, I guess just personally speaking about me, I think the excitement is more so the more prominent sort of feeling for me. And I think that's
Yeah.
what's been sort of been the main focus. Obviously there's no denying the ticket prices, but as a first time fan or a young fan, first time
Yeah.
concert goer for Bruce, it's hard to not be excited despite the circumstances.
Well, do your friends give you a hard time being a Bruce fan?
It's I feel like they're used to it now.
Okay, yes.
I'm not the type of person who says, okay, you need to listen to Bruce. I will give my recommendations when they ask.
Right.
And they know I'm a huge lover of Bruce and just sort of 70s music, classic rock. So they definitely know that's a big part of who I am and have come to, tolerate it, I guess, in a way.
Is he on your I don't know, on your warm-up routine? Do you have him on your, you know, with your earbuds and
Oh, for
listening?
sure. Yeah, no, I'm in the locker room. Bruce is definitely a part of the playlist to get me ready. And I'm not the type of person who needs to necessarily be listening to super hype music to get ready for a
Yeah.
game, but something, that can keep me connected, keep me grounded, I think is the most important thing. And Bruce checks off all those boxes.
That's great. Do you have a set playlist or just random? You'll just listen to random songs.
I mean, I have a pretty extensive Bruce playlist that I started right when I started liking him in
Okay.
senior year. And honestly, I can put that on shuffle and be happy with whatever comes up. But
That's
I mean,
nice.
you can't deny, the excitement of playing Born to Run and then running onto the court. So definitely a song like that is hard to beat before a game.
That's nice. So you would have, if you were in baseball, like where they have walk-up music, it would be a
Yes.
Springsteen song for you.
For sure. I think, it's a must. It's definitely a
That's
must.
awesome. That is so great. All right. One of the bright spots, and I actually, I only had one jerk on social media when I posted, Springsteen Hurdle. Someone said, "We don't have time for this. We have a crisis." And I'm like, "Give it a break, dude. We have to find our joy where we can."
Sure.
All right. Talk to me about the origins of why you decided that the world needed a Springsteen online game. Talk me through this
Yeah.
origins.
Sure. No, so I've played like the original Hurdle, which I think is just, a mix of some of the top songs decade
Yeah.
by decade. And I was like seeing that there were some artists getting their own specific hurdles, and I said, "Wait a minute. I know there are a bunch of Bruce fans who would die to have a Springsteen hurdle." And I'm the type of person who, if they see a problem, they want to find a solution right away. And luckily I was able to do some research and figure out a way to put this together. But more so, I think the timing of it was of critical importance as well. I started this about a month ago, so still around the time people were, still talking about tickets.
Yeah.
And like you said, I think it's been just so awesome that even though a lot of people have been frustrated and disappointment, I've seen comments on like Twitter, for instance, saying like, "This has been such a bright, highlight of my day." So just to even have this sort of bright spot for Bruce amidst a lot of issues and just challenges has been such a huge motivator to, make it. So again, like I said, created about a month ago. Took a quite a bit of work, some coding involved, which I didn't expect, but
Yeah, I was going to ask. Now, what's your
yeah.
major again?
Finance and management. So this
Okay,
is
so you're not a
completely a
computer
new
geek, right?
skill.
You're
No,
not,
yeah.
you're not a programmer. You're not trying to get a degree in computer
Yeah,
science.
exactly. So, I
Okay.
mean, luckily it wasn't too, in the weeds with coding, but also, again, just like totally on a side note, an opportunity for me to gain a new skill while
Right.
applying it to something I love, like Bruce's music. So, definitely took a lot of work on that end. But once you set it up, the thing about Hurdle is just you let it happen. There's not much I have to do going forward besides, if you take notice, like whenever you get the answer right and there's a sort of a like a lyric or a song
Yeah.
title to go with the attempt. I try to, change it up every week just to keep it fresh for people, especially since I know so many people get it in one attempt. So trying to change up what they see on that end.
How many songs did you have you plugged in all the songs? Is this one of those things you load songs and then you just let it go?
Yeah, so I've loaded all of Bruce's studio albums that you can find on Spotify. Nothing live because I think it just feels like, he's counting in and it's so hard to know what song that's there or there's some, seconds of silence. So, just
So,
yeah.
because little Steven says that, it would be interesting to call him because he says he can tell what song it is by just the way he counts
Right.
down. I want to say BS, but I'm certainly not going to tell
Right.
little Steven to his face. And I did see a couple of people comment that I'm missing this because I'm so used to the live versions.
Right, I saw
That
that
it is,
too.
I'm not, yeah, I thought that was an interesting thought. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the best way to go about it was just to put all of his studio work,
Yeah.
including, something like tracks and
Yeah.
The Promise. So
Yeah.
definitely not just, his regular albums, but
Right.
outtakes, some demos in there.
Yeah.
But trying to keep it consistent. So everything is in there, obviously, with the exception of live stuff.
Yeah.
So, there will be new songs for
Sure.
maybe even just like a year straight before the playlist resets. So it's
Yeah.
pretty much good to go. And it's always fun to see what people are responding to.
Well, I love the fact that you do that where you are tougher than the rest, or you've reached the land of hope and dreams, where you do a little pun, and then on you when you miss it, you're also really nice about, so I love those little puns. I did have one that I can't remember how far back it was, but I played it and I went, oh, that's Ghost of Tom Joad. So I, type Ghost of Tom Joad wrong. Like, what?
Oh,
Okay.
I
And
think
so
I
then I,
remember.
yes, then I played it again. Well, I'll guess something else. And then, when it got a little further, Ghost of Tom Joad. And then it says electric version. I went, damn it. Selected that and got it. So yeah, that was fun.
Oh no, that's I know that's a little bit tricky. I feel like a lot of people have had trouble. They think they can just like type it in and press submit.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a learning curve, having to press it
Yeah.
and press submit. But I guess the fun and maybe making a few mistakes is seeing the new attempts and the lyrics that come up with
Oh,
whichever
well,
you get.
I do. And then a couple weeks ago, right, there was one or last week or so where you got was like the on the 1 second you just got one drum lick, and
Yes.
it was like, oh my
Oh
goodness.
my
Where
gosh,
did,
yeah.
yes, that was a tough one.
Yes, I
Yeah.
think it was Save My Love.
Yeah, I
I'm
think
pretty
so.
sure it
Yeah.
was. Yeah, and
Yeah.
I've been going back and forth because I have noticed that there are a few songs where the first second is completely silent. And I try to get people's feedback as much as possible because I want
Yeah.
it to make it, a
Sure.
game that they want to play and continue
Yeah.
to enjoy. So I remember one of the questions I put on Twitter was like, should I be, erasing the songs with complete silence for the first second from the playlist? Because I know people definitely pride themselves on getting it in one attempt,
Yeah.
but at the expense of, losing out on a handful of really good songs, I know people would love
Yeah.
to guess.
And I think it's fun. Like I have almost as much fun bragging when I get it 1 second, or like I think it was either yesterday or today, I did not get the song at all. And I went, I'm an idiot, and then do that. So I just have so much fun with it. Do you have stats on how many people are playing?
Yes, I do actually. So I think since we started over today, I think I just checked 29,000 users, and that's not counting every time they've played. That's 29,000 individual people who continue to play, which is
Wow.
super, crazy to me, just being something. But again, just crazy to think that so many people have had such a wonderful response to the game and continue to play every day. It just started out as something fun, something I wanted to do for myself and obviously for other fans. So this response has been so awesome, and I couldn't, be happier.
Is there a way for you to play and you don't know the song?
There is, so like once if I go into, the weeds of the settings, I can play it on my own and switch up the
Okay.
date, but I usually know what song is coming.
Okay.
But even though I can't necessarily play, I just love seeing,
Yeah.
when people tweet it and seeing how many attempts they're getting it in. So I
Yeah.
get my fun from seeing the responses and not necessarily having to play it.
Well, I honestly mean, you are putting something joyous out in the world. You're very subtly, you do have the link where if someone wants to buy you a coffee, you do, but it isn't, this is truly, you can tell you're doing this because you love Bruce and you just want to give Bruce fans a gift. And that's just amazing.
No, thank you. Yeah, that was such genuine intentions behind the game. Again, like you
Yeah.
said, just wanting to bring joy in any way possible. And I know music is just generally such a thing that connects people despite anything else going on. And if I can give you 5 minutes out of your day to be challenged by a Bruce song or to get joy in getting something in one attempt, then that means the world to me. And speaking of like the coffees, I really thought nothing of that. I said, might as well give it a go. I'm a college student who,
Sure.
living
Yeah.
on college student means. So
Yeah.
if anyone is generous enough to get me a coffee, then that's awesome. And my first one was from my mom, and then the second one was from my grandpa. And I was like, okay, I guess it's going to be like this. And then, a few days after that, it's just absolutely taken off. And I've been overwhelmed with the response of how many people are willing to buy a college student a coffee because they love the game. That's super awesome to me, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah, it really is. And it's I was late to the Wordle game, and so found that, I guess, several months ago and started playing it. And then when I did that, so it does make for a nice little 1-2 punch in the morning that, you go either, well, I feel really smart today, or I feel really dumb today. And it's a lot of fun. And I had not played any hurdles before, so I love the fact that, you can, it isn't like name that tune, right? Like I can name that tune in 4 sec notes. Like, no, you can, no, I know this, I know this, I know this. And a lot of times I'm like, okay, this is, I don't know this one. It's got to be from Ghost of Tom Joad, because I don't listen to Ghost of Tom Joad very often. And so that's, and then every once in a while, it is nice when you immediately hear, oh, no, okay, yeah, right, that one's there. And so I just think this is amazing.
No,
So,
awesome.
yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I feel like we all have sort of those few albums or a certain album where it's just tougher than the rest to
Yeah.
get to. But also, I remember seeing someone tweeting this earlier, just like certain drum beat, like somewhere in our subconscious, we just automatically know what song it is, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, there's obviously those two sides of the coin, but again, just a good challenge because you never obviously know what's coming. So it's an
Yeah.
exciting thing every day.
And I think it's really smart, Kayla, that you did include tracks and the promise and ties that bind, these box sets that are not as well known, for the general fan, so that some of the hardcore people get it. So that's great.
Exactly. And I've also gotten a few comments saying, oh, I got to brush up on my Bruce music. And it also gives
Yes.
people a reason to go back and maybe revisit an album or, a box set that they've usually never listened to. Or, someone's finding a new Bruce song for the first time and can lead them to putting that on their playlist. So I feel like there's a bright side to every song, no matter if you get it in the first attempt or don't. So.
Well, and I do, and I'm drawing a blank, but I played it in front of my son, and he was like, play it again, play it again. I don't know this one. And it ended up, I can't think of it now, but it was a song he'd never heard. And he's like, I like that song. And he went and dug it out. And like 3 or 4 days later, he like sent the link to the YouTube and like, I really love this song. I'm so glad. And so,
Oh,
that's like,
that's
that's
awesome.
got to be worth just, means the world to you to hear that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, it's again, seeing the responses and just seeing the reactions of people has absolutely meant the world. And just you telling me that little anecdote is
Yeah.
bringing a smile to my face. So that's awesome.
That's good. Any favorite songs, albums that you go to on a regular basis?
I feel like I'm a part of that group of Bruce music fans who consider it like a cult classic. I love Wild, Innocent, E Street Shuffle. I know it's a hit or miss for some people, but that three song stretch at the end from Incident to Rosalita to New York City Serenade is, I think, literally the absolute masterpiece. So I'm a huge fan of that particular album. And really, a letter to you. I think the one of the joys of, having been a Bruce fan since 2018, I still got to experience the releases of at least two new albums, which is were Western Stars and Letter to You. So I've had the same amount of time to appreciate those albums as opposed to, people who listened to Born to Run the day it came out and have been able to appreciate it for, almost 50 plus years now. So, yeah, definitely those two albums I would say are my favorites.
I've never thought about that before, but one of my other podcasts I do is a Doctor Who podcast,
Oh, cool.
and I came to Doctor Who kind of late, and so it wasn't really till Peter Capaldi took over the role where I had the experience of I didn't know who the actor was going to be, all that experience, and I've never thought about that, but it's true. Whether you've been a fan since 72 or discovered him in 2000, 19, you've enjoyed Western Stars and Letter to You the same as everyone else.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that actually just occurred to me today. And obviously with that, like Springsteen on Broadway and such a good stretch of, three albums, especially given the pandemic, and just really, love those. And I think, again, like having that same amount of time to appreciate it has allowed me to really dive deeper into those songs, watch the films that go along with those albums and just give me a deeper understanding of, what it means and how it connects to Bruce's music as a whole, especially Letter to You, with him having those, few songs that were written for Greetings from Asbury Park. Just a cool way to connect something so recent, but also something so, as far back as early as his career. So that was really awesome.
That's nice. So, are there songs you have in your private little, okay, I'm finally going to see him live. Sounds like you got tickets for two shows. Do you have in your mind a little bingo card like, I can't wait to hear this live?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of going back to the start, I would absolutely love to hear Growing Up Live. I know it's not necessarily a staple in his like live sets, but if that were to be thrown in, and another one that's a long shot, but again would be amazing, is Incident on 57th Street. That's one of my all-time favorites. But again, also just like pretty much wanting to hear stuff from Letter Two as well. So I feel like Ghost is going to be so awesome live, and just really excited to hear stuff he's performing to, his audience for the first time.
Ghost or Burning Train, do you think he'll open with?
That's a good question. I've heard a lot of different responses, but I personally think I would love to hear Ghost. That's just my personal opinion, but I can see how both would be good contenders to open up his shows.
So I was convinced it was going to be Burning Train. I just knew it was, because that film is just, when it's rolling the credits and it starts playing that, you're like, oh, that would be perfect. But then, like when he was on Saturday Night Live, and the more you hear Ghost, you like that idea of I heard the sound of your guitar and the audience going
Crowd
crazy.
erupting,
Yes. So yeah, I don't think you can go wrong either one. So that's good. Yeah. That's awesome. Any other thoughts? What have I not asked you that I should have? We could do a whole nother episode about image and likeness,
For
because
sure,
we just talked about they talked about that on the sports station today, and they were saying that, companies are investing money hoping they hit the next Michael Jordan. Because like even if you give 50, 60, 100 people money, if even one is the next superstar in a sport,
Make it
it's
big,
it can make your company. So but we're talking music now. But I imagine that's a whole nother world for you to watch too, isn't it?
For sure, especially being a college athlete and the name image likeness laws going about just last year, it's been a big change in how people are thinking about, this landscape. And for someone like me trying to make the most of it, given that it's a very, promising opportunity for college athletes to take advantage of. But yeah, no, it's definitely something that's changed the game for sure with, just these like A-list college athletes getting contracts that can literally, pay for their college tuition. If not, they're already getting a scholarship, but just to really set them up. So it's awesome, but also there's also a critical side to it as well. And, getting these opportunities, even if you're not someone who's, the star of ESPN or anything like that. So making sure it's like an equal opportunity for everyone is also, I think, a big improvement that needs to be made as well.
Do you want to play after college?
I, you know, it's tough. I definitely don't think I'd pass up the opportunity, but one of the main reasons I came to Penn was obviously a great education and be able to set me up, even if basketball wasn't the number one option to start a great career. And I think, they've led me to a very good point so far if basketball is not an option after college.
Very cool. Very cool. Any final thoughts? Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, there's also one pretty big component I don't think we've hit on yet, but my sophomore year, I actually took a whole class at Penn on Bruce Springsteen,
No
which was
way. Tell
absolutely
me. Okay.
awesome.
Oh,
Yes.
yes.
Not to like go super into something new, I
No,
know.
please. No, I love it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So it was honestly, it's such a surprise. I was randomly searching through our class catalog, getting ready to register for my sophomore year classes, and I was like, okay, let's just, for a laugh, let's see if anything related to Bruce Springsteen comes up. And literally, it was a godsend. A whole class based on Bruce Springsteen's music, taught by, his name is Anthony DeCurtis, who's Rolling Stone contributor, Grammy winner, sits on the board for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So he's a guy who knows his stuff, has interviewed Bruce many times, wrote a biography for Lou Reed. Like he knows what he's doing, basically.
Yeah.
So took that class online, given the circumstances of COVID.
Yeah.
And every class, 3 hours out of every day on my Thursdays, to listen to a new Bruce Springsteen album and talk about it with someone who writes for the Rolling Stone, has been a rock critic for decades. And obviously that was such a really trying time for a lot of people with
Sure.
COVID. So many unknowns, but those 3 hours every Thursday for me was such a bright spot to talk about my favorite artist and get graded for it. So it was a godsend. And that class was just so terrific.
So I've had a couple of professors on in the past, and one of them did American history and used like talking about the Vietnam War and Born in the USA, and connected a lot of different the American history through the lens of Bruce's music. So I bet that was a fun class.
And actually, just like another fun thing. So our final project, I mean, the assignments throughout this class were pretty, subjective. He wanted us to be creative, whether it was writing a paper on a song we love and doing an analysis on it, or something as creative of like making a music video based on one of Bruce Springsteen's songs. So for my final project, I actually decided to make a video based on the song Growing Up and talk about my life experiences and sort of relate it to the song and why I love Bruce and how I came to his music. And my professor loved it so much that he actually forwarded it to John Landau, and John Landau later sent it to Bruce. And I was actually able to get a response from him about my video, which was absolutely what probably one of the highlights of my life. So
Okay, first off, how did you not open with this story? Right? Like if
I
I right, like I'm gonna
know. Yeah, there was so much
so
to talk about.
yeah,
I knew I had
no,
to throw
that's
it in
awesome.
somewhere.
No, that is great. So you actually heard from John and Bruce?
I did, yeah. So, like I said, my professor sits on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
Right.
which obviously John Landau sits on as well. So, I think, they're pretty close. And so,
Yeah.
he felt comfortable enough to send in my video. And I think the video kind of just spoke for itself. And so lucky that John was able to forward it to Bruce. And yeah, I actually heard back from him. Have corresponded with John Landau a few times. But yeah, those words from Bruce are, always in my mind, and I'm always thinking about it. So I'm super lucky and grateful for that experience, and the kindness of both my professor and John Landau.
That's great. Yeah, is it somewhere we can see it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look up "Growing Up," probably, and then put my name, Caleb Padilla, it's on YouTube, but it's
Okay.
also linked on my Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's pinned with
Okay.
also Bruce's response. So if you want to see what he said, it's on my Twitter.
I will make sure that's in the show notes. That is awesome. That is so great. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. Very nice.
Thank
So I
you.
take it you got an A in the class.
I did. It was probably the easiest day I've ever gotten.
It would have been embarrassing, right? If you
Oh, man.
like you failed your Bruce Springsteen
I would have been
course.
so disappointed in
Oh,
myself.
I love that. I love that. All right, Kayla, I think before I let you go, I've got to ask you a Mary question.
Sure.
So if you are a friend of Kayla's listening to this. She did great. You should be very proud of her. I end every podcast with the Mary question. Jay Armstrong, who is in the Philadelphia area, was a high school honors teacher, and he would take 2 days out of his class, and his seniors would break apart Thunder Road. They'd look at all the lyrics, they talk about the themes, they talk about all the kind of compare it to Robert Frost. And then he asked the class the question, does Mary get in the car?
Sure.
So, Kayla, that is your question. Does Mary get in the car at the end of Thunder Road?
Ever since you sent me the agenda, I've been thinking about this, and I have two answers. That might be cheating, but I
No,
think.
that's not, that is totally acceptable.
Okay, awesome. I think within the arc of the Born to Run album, I say yes, she does get in the car just because the themes of, redemption, being the hero, pulling out of here to win.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.